The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Out of this mess, we must take America back.
Welcome to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. If the voice doesn't sound like John, it's because this is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for John tonight. Hopefully you won't need a scorecard for all the Johns. If my voice sounds familiar, my regular home is as a guest on the USA Prepares show on Mondays, which is heard here on Republic Broadcasting, 6 to 8 a.m. On Tuesday morning, right before John Moore. Not this week, but the prior couple of weeks, I had been sitting in for Vincent Finelli, guest hosting that show, so had some opportunity to hear me, and hopefully we're going to get into some interesting things tonight. It's been quite a week in just with the political theater. But before we get into that, you know, we have an event on Tuesday. You probably know it as Mardi Gras. And it's interesting when you understand some of the words. And just to back up a bit, that is the big celebration that they have in preparation for Lent. That's L-E-N-T, not L-I-N-T. The purpose is the preparation of the believer through prayer, doing penance, repentance of sins, almsgiving, atonement, and self-denial. So you have this big party where you get drunk and have all kinds of sexual immorality in order to prepare yourself for the Lenten season. Well, when we go through public schools, and this was true in my time when at least we got some kind of education out of it, unless you took a foreign language, you probably didn't get into where some of our words come from. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday, and the Mardi in that is the Tuesday, and it hastens back to the time when people knew what the day was named for. Mardi is dedicated to Mars, the god of war. Coming up next month, it's our first month of the year, and you're going, John, but March is the third month of the year. Well, when you understand what the names are, we actually only have 8 months named. The unnamed months still retain their numeric numbering. September is the seventh month. October is the 8th, and most of you would probably recognize the beginning of that, oct being 8, octopus, octagon, things of that nature. November, the 9th month, and December, DEC, decimal, decade, is the 10th month. And then when we go into who the months are named for, January, named after Janus, the two-faced god. I think that's the poster boy for Congress. February, Februus, is the god of purification. And February is the day of purification, which occurred on the Ides of February, which would be the 15th. March, named for Mars, the god of war. So being the actual first month of the year, you could say the calendar starts off, you know, dedicated to war. And this also explains, for those of you that have, you know, seen the horoscopes, where you have Aries, which is just another name for the god of war, starting basically the same time as spring. And it just all lines up. April, there's some speculation exactly, but they believe this one means to bloom, which, because of being spring, or it could be from Aphro, A-P-H-R-O, from the Greek Aphrodite, meaning Venus, which that makes sense too, because Mars and Venus were very close in mythology. May, for Maya, goddess of spring, wife of Vulcan. And June is named after the goddess Juno. So a nice pagan calendar for Christians to use. And, you know, it's not enough that we have the months named for these, you know, false pagan gods. When the days of the week were named, they did it all over again. You know, Sunday, the first day of the week, because after all, if you're a pagan, you know, sun's number one. Monday, named for the moon. Tuesday, because of the way the language got manipulated in what we know as the UK today, that's why we've got two, which is a Norse influence, whereas in other languages from the European continent, you will still see some form of the March or Mars reference, as in the Marty we have coming up. Wednesday also has Norse influence as Woden's Day, but that is the equivalent of Mercury. Thursday, again with the Norse reference, Thor, but also known as Iupiter, I-U-P-P-I-T-E-R, because they didn't have J's back then, Jupiter, you know, the also known as Zeus, you know, the leader of the gods. Friday, again, you know, comes from Norse, Freya, the goddess of love. In the Roman world, that would be Venus. And then Saturday, after the old god, Saturn. So, you know, when we keep this old Roman calendar, we're not honoring the god of Abraham. We're honoring all these other gods. Well, let me go ahead and give out the call-in number, 800-313-9443. And as I said, it's been quite a week for the political theater out here. There's been lots of attacks. The dinosaur media is having problems. Many of them have been kicked out of the White House press conferences. There's been attacks on the modern media. And in case you haven't heard, one of the big pieces of revenue for Alex Jones pulled out. They do the online advertising, and sites today, especially those that are heavily trafficked, get a significant amount of their income from these types of ads. So that effort of censorship has cost Alex Jones over $3 million. We'll see how that ends up turning out. Then we have Google. their motto, do no evil, and I think that's spelled K-N-O-W rather than the N-O. They took every reference to naturalnews.com off of their site, and we're starting to see a little bit of crack in there because Google's got a problem. If they go for this type of censorship and people lose faith in them, then that gives them a problem in their business model. And if that's not crazy enough, we have witches that will be praying or casting spells against Trump and his supporters starting at midnight tonight. So for those of you that are the praying type, I think it would be appropriate to ask that those spells have no effect and that those that practice this be subject to whatever God wishes. And just so much. Let's see, where should we go next? There's all this news of the gasoline supplies and, in fact, the oil inventories increasing, and that it's not good for those that suggest the economy's doing great. We've got technology advancing on us. The Bank of America opened their third branch that does not have employees. We've got one that it's kind of funny when you look at it. The NAACP is or has required photo ID to attend the anti-voter ID protest march. Don't try to make logic out of it. It's people that have problems. Pointing towards some of our infrastructure problem, FedEx reported that they're having to replace tires twice as much as they used to. And that's costly in a number of ways. Besides the tires themselves, there's additional wear and tear on the trucks. There's the time and money of replacing the tires. And I remember when I was there at the Pentagon, and this was back during the second Reagan term, every time I went into D.C., the highways there were about the worst in the area. Oh, we have a caller, Gaither, from Oklahoma. Welcome to the show.
Well, how y'all doing? What I was going to talk to you about was the tattoos, Mardi Gras. My family were the Huguenots that were persecuted. They were sent over in the 1640s here in the United States. And the Jesuits, man, completely perverted the whole Huguenism deal. They kept the resurrection of King Hugo, and it was none of that. They were naturalists. They believed in the spirits of the woods and the trees and that. And they all got twisted. All their symbols got twisted and everything. And like I said, these people, all they wanted to do was be left alone, and that's why they left. Most people don't realize the truth, the Huguenism. It has nothing. They didn't believe in King Hugo resurrecting and coming back. That was the sexual home perversion deal was all to the Jesuits. And people don't realize that. In fact, it was the opposite. The Huguenots, they did a total nothing during their during that time. It was their cleansing time. It was getting back to nature. And it got completely twisted. You know how everything does through history. But people got to realize that what we've been told, and that what's happened now with like I went to Mardi Gras several years ago, and it was a world gay convention. I mean, they perverted something that used to be about celebrating nature, the spirits of nature. And I don't know how I know we need to relearn. We need to relearn everything. But I just want you to know that it's not a sexual perverted free time. That's not how it was set. That's not the way it was, period. That was all set up and distorted. Anyway, I just want you to know that. I'm not trying to be rude, but God bless you. I'm a Christian, and I just want to try to clear this up, because a lot of people, we're just twisted, all of us. You know, and it's not our fault.
Right. Yeah, we're a product of our education, which has been pretty bad. On my mother's side, that family was traced back to a Huguenot that lived in the Channel Islands. So I've got some of that line myself. The interesting story on my dad's side, the Reagan line, which is different than President Reagan's line. His family came over after the Irish potato famine. But the rumor is that my ancestor in Ireland won a free trip to the colonies by hunting on the king's land on a Sabbath. And don't remember exactly when he came over, but who I believe is my first ancestor born in the Maryland colonies was born there in 1714. So it wasn't Mayflower, but it wasn't too terribly long thereafter. So
there was a big difference between Huguenots and Huguenism, and most people don't realize the minute they added the ism, that was the ism. You know what I'm saying? And it changed everything. Now, I'm not saying they didn't do weird, freaky stuff, all right? Back then, they did weird stuff, period. But they didn't know any better. That's what they were taught that. But we have really perverted the whole, the Huguenots, because even the Quakers even said, in a lot of the journals I've read, said, I'd rather have a Huguenot for a neighbor than anyone else. Because they mow their own yard. They take care of themselves. They don't push their religion on you or their beliefs. And they improve the land. Because they're believers in nature and spirits of nature. How that goes applies to Christians. I do know that Jesus did mention that there are the spirits of all things, and that those are the hidden mysteries, and that we're not to judge them, or we're not to know, or maybe not to know them. But I do know that, just for a fact, through my family history and what my family tree says, we weren't a bunch of people believing in the resurrection of a king that was going to take over the world, or death, or skulls, or the whole way the Mardi Gras is. That's not it at all. All right, I just want to get that clear, because a lot of people, we've been twisted, and it's sad. It really is. We have to unlearn everything we know. Isn't that crazy?
And the more you learn, the more you find out how weird things have gotten, and in some cases, how weird things were.
Well, it's a terrible thing is how I feel so gullible now that, I don't know if I'm getting wisdom or if I'm just getting fed up. It's either one, but it's just that, why did we believe everything? We didn't research nothing. We just believed it, okay.
You're not the only one. I found out all kinds of ways I've been deceived recently. And did you have any other points to bring up?
No, thank you very much. I just wanted to do that.
Thanks for the call.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite. the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listening to the National Intel Report. This is John Reagan sitting in for John Stettmiller this evening. And we were talking about the media earlier. The dinosaur media is having big problems because their business model doesn't work well anymore. And they've been used to being the gatekeepers of information. Those in the modern media, it is tough. Because the way you used to finance media doesn't work, and we in the modern media, the truth media, we have to use ads, some in the same way that the dinosaur media does, but we tend to also rely on donations. So if you like what you're hearing here on Republic Broadcasting, you know, it's not free. There's electric bills, and you know, to do radio, that costs more than what your home electric bill is. You've got bandwidth expenses. You have personnel, and you know, it's just real life. You know, it takes money to do what Republic Broadcasting does for you. So I know times are tough. But if you like this information, you want it to keep coming to you, I'd recommend going to the republicbroadcasting.org website. There's a button there on the menu bar for donate. There's ads for some great products, and you probably just heard the commercial that John Stadtmiller did for storable food. And with what's coming, if anything that you can have in the way of food, I believe is going to put you in a much better position than those people that don't have food. And let's see. Got a lot of news this week on a lot of companies having problems. We've got Outback Restaurant closing 43 restaurants. We have Noodles & Company closing 55 stores. Payless Shoes are weighing their options, whether to go bankrupt or close about 1,000 stores. Kellogg's is closing 39 distribution centers. We saw the news today. Penny's is going to be closing 140 stores, and that is going to put a lot of pressure on these malls that are already suffering from store closings, and that's going to put more pressure on commercial real estate. And you know, it's, you know, so many things not on the good side of the economy. Talked about the gasoline demand that suggests we're already in recession. And this is the recession we don't get up from. It we've just got too much debt. And I know that some people think all we got to do, and I believe our president is one of these, that we you know, default on the debt. Well, the while you can do that in a business and you know, still open another business or even have that business recover from bankruptcy, it's much tougher to do that with a government, because now that trust in the investments go away, which means that you have to pay higher interest rates to get somebody to buy your debt, and then defaulting on the debt, canceling it, however you want to express it, that's not going to hurt the bankers. That's going to hurt the pension funds. We'll be back after these break. This break.
Took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. This is John Reagan sitting in front of the mic tonight. As I said, you can listen to me on USA for Pairs, but there's a rare event, me out in public, that's coming up at the end of March, March 31st through April 2nd. That's going to be in Dallas, Texas. It's the Hear the Watchman Conference. Got 15 great speakers on tap to be there. That website is Hear the Watchmen, WATCHMEN.com. And I would recommend getting your tickets before they sell out. It's not really that large of a venue. Holds about 1,000 people. And if you use my last name, Reagan, it's R-A-G-A-N, no E's, you can get $20 off the ticket, and they are accepting reservations for the live stream, which is also good to watch for 30 days after the conference, and, outstanding price on that, just $39, and They do ask that you tell them where you heard it, so you can just say Captain John or John Reagan, however you want to do that. And the great thing about this conference is, unlike many of these where you have all these great speakers in, often you're forced to choose, you know, which one you want to listen to because they run more than one at a time. Here, we're up on stage one at a time, so it's nice for the rest of us speakers. We get to a chance to hear the others without, you know, waiting for the DVDs to come out. And it's also nice and you know, personable there. You have this chance to go up to the speakers, ask your questions, get answers that you just typically don't get from a radio show. And when you consider an hour and a half speaking at one of these events is probably the equivalent of more than 2 hours on radio. So you're able to not only get a lot of time, a lot of content. You've got the visuals there as well. So if you can make it to Dallas, then I do highly recommend that. Okay, let me give out the caller line again, 800-313-9443. If you want to join us here this evening. Looking at some actual good news for a change. Stanford engineers create a low-cost battery for storing renewable energy. And they found out they can do this with some of the more abundant and cheap materials, such as aluminum and graphite. And then it uses urea, which let's just say that's in your urine specimen if you've had to take a drug test. And although it's not coming from there, it's coming from as a fertilizer byproduct. This is one of those news articles that, you know, it seems to be too good news because so many times you get reports, you know, it's great technology and it never materializes. But this one, it's a real report directly from the stanford.edu website. So I'm taking that at face value. And being the materials that it is, it makes it more realistic to use. So you combine the graphene-based solar panels with this type of battery, this can be a big game changer for electricity, so long as the sun's still in the sky. The question is how long will it take for these products to reach the market? We have Joyce from Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, John. You had a caller call just a short time ago that brought up some really valid points about the, he just had, like we all have been taught, that it was an Irish potato famine. And last week on Deanna Spagnola's show, she had a guest by the name of Chris Fogarty, who wrote a book about the Irish Holocaust, 1845 to 1850, and exactly the same things happened in Britain, that the British had rendered the Irish as non-persons, just as we Americans have been rendered non-citizens in 1933. So they came in and the British came in and stole all the food. Now, the Irish grew everything in that climate. And in the southwest corner of Ireland are tropical foliage, palm trees and everything, because of the Gulf Stream. So they were able to grow everything. in Ireland and feed a lot more people than was in Ireland. And so when the granaries were emptied, and this took some time, and it took a segmenting and dividing of the population in families, the splitting up of the parents from the children, and then the husbands from the wives when they did this. But Mr. Fogarty, F-O-G-A-R-T-Y, Chris, has written a historic epic of this. I think we're going to have history repeated if we are not knowledgeable of it happening to someone else somewhere in time. And I just wanted to put that out. A couple of things that was written. The Cromwell people, when he established his power, had created a Jamaican slave colony. And the Irish were taken, a lot of the Irish were taken there in 1654. A lot of the Irish were later, when this happened in the 1800s, were used as the leftovers. The ones that did make it through after 1850 were brought over to the United States as cheap labor to build the railroads. And so you can wake up on the Astors and the Vanderbilts for that. But it would be well worth it to just put Chris Fogarty's name in a search engine to hear that show, or just put it on Deanna Spignola's reruns of February 18th to get all of the history that we're going to repeat if we do not become knowledgeable. And that's about it. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Well, thank you for calling.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. And another lesson out of the potato famine is the reason they had a problem is because they had a monoculture. The plants were all the same, so one disease comes in, wipes them all out, and look at what we're doing today. And while we're using chemicals to get around it right now, there's still problems that happen, for example, like wheat rust, even with what we have today, when you get a new variety of rust out there, then they have to develop a new cure for it. But we've planted these farms that are monocultures. We've lost all kinds of varieties. There used to be just dozens and dozens of apple varieties, and you go to the store and you just get a few. And you know, sooner or later, that comes back to bite you you know where. Also, getting back to the using of people, and I picked this up from the Who Do You Think You Are show that goes into, you know, people's past, their ancestors. And what surprised me, while I'm doing this, suggest that I'm in favor of slavery, but at least when you had slaves, which were very expensive when you look at what they paid for them, you know, today's dollars are, you know, greatly diminished in value. So when you look at the thousands of dollars paid back then, it's really staggering. And if you were smart, you wanted to take care of your slaves. You know, they had to have food, they had to have shelter, they had to have health care. Otherwise, they don't get much work done. That does not excuse what happened, but when you flip to the other side of history, there were these people brought in as indentured servants. And when I went through history, that sounded so much better, because after a number of years, your servitude expired, and you were then a free man. Well, when you understand how evil these people were. They'd bring in these young boys, probably some girls as well. They would lie about their age, which would force them to spend another year in servitude. And of course, we didn't have the birth certificates and the electronics and all of that back then, so they got away with those lies. And it also turns out that half of the people in indentured servitude didn't live until long enough to escape their servitude, which was, I believe, typically their 21st birthday. So, yes, there's definitely some things about our country's past that a lot of us wish were different. But the thought that, you know, white indentured servants had it better than the black slaves, I think is something that needs to be explored more and have a little bit of a balance when we learn history. Thinking about another article I saw this week, there's a congressman, I believe, that is pushing to subpoena Trump's tax records. And I was thinking, hey, you know, let's do this. But besides subpoenaing Trump's tax records, let's subpoena Obama's college records. And, you know, he spent millions of dollars keeping these things sealed. And it'll be interesting to see, did he actually attend these colleges as a foreign student? And if he did, then he is constitutionally ineligible to be president. And the only fair thing to do is, since he's not eligible to hold the office, that every action he took, just like if a minor signed a contract, they're not legally eligible to sign a contract, therefore the contract's not valid. So we wouldn't have to worry about repealing Obamacare. Supreme Court picks that are sitting there would have to come off, and certainly any decisions made that were be affected by that would have to be revisited by the court. Be very interesting, and you know, personally, I'd also like to see the legal document where Barry Satorio changed his name back to Barack Obama. Haven't seen that type of document either. So yeah, let's subpoena Trump's tax records, and you know, let's take a look backward at the same time. We also have an academic out there calling for a sex offender style hate crime register restricting access to jobs. Why don't we call him a Christophobe and put him on the register? I think that would be fair. it's a battle out there, and unfortunately it looks like it's going to be won as long as we still have a functioning government. Be interesting to see how the next few months go. George Soros is betting about $500 million that the American economy is going to go down at the same time that he's funding thousands of people to be agitators out there. I don't think they'll be successful in starting a revolution. They've got the problem, you know, they've had the fluoride in the water so long that Americans are far more docile than they used to be. If you look at what happened in the early 20th century, whether it was things like the Bonus Army, where veterans went to D.C. demanding they be paid their bonus, and they used the military against the veterans, or you can look at some of the union strikes. And some of those became quite violent. And, yeah, after the fluoride was being put in the water starting around the 1960s, I was old enough to remember when it happened. And, of course, the propaganda is, you know, hey, it's good for your teeth. That's kind of funny. If you go to the ADA website and pull up their propaganda, finds out it's good for teeth when it's topically applied, not when it's ingested. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with John Statmiller. This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for the evening. We have another caller on the line, Trip. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, John. I was just sitting here listening and enjoying your show, and thought I'd throw my two bits in on Obama's eligibility to be president. We really don't need to see his college records, although it would be interesting because it would show that he was he deliberately played the system as a foreigner and then wanted to claim to be an American. But as a result of his father being Kenyan, he was born with dual nationality. He even admitted on his Fight the Smears campaign website that he was born with British citizenship as a result of the 1948 British Nationality Act. We have cases in American Supreme Court history going back to 1814 in a case called the Venus, where it defines a natural-born citizen as those who were born in the country to parents who were citizens. Well, he may have been born in Hawaii. I don't have any absolute reason to contest that, but his father wasn't an American, and he doesn't have any natural allegiance to this country.
And I believe all you say is true, but Americans are so dumbed down. I'm not sure we could get enough on the same side of agreeing what the terms mean. We can look at the Constitution, and there is a distinction. Like for a senator, it just says you have to be a citizen. But for president, you have to be a natural-born citizen. But they've redefined the Constitution so much that so much of America doesn't care. What I think would be great about getting the college records out, if you show he applied as a foreign student, that is something that they'd have a much tougher time trying to spin.
Well, it's all water below the bridge. Now, I got a lot of people, even people that believe he's not natural born, upset with me because of my understanding of Joe Arpaio and his posse and the results they have with his last release birth certificate. And the reason for this is that Arpaio said that document was both a fraud and a forgery. The problem is, for it to be a forgery, it has to be mimicking some other document, and it's really not. It's a compilation of the ledger page. It's a compilation of the signature page and a digitized security background all brought together. It doesn't pretend to be a birth certificate. And even if the state of Hawaii had put it on a cocktail napkin and drawn smiley faces on it, they are entitled to do so under Hawaii revised statute, and so is every one of the other.
Trip, we're coming up on a break. Would you like to hold through it?
Sure, if you'd like.
Sure. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751.
or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.